Hot Cars. General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa proudly bring you the drama, the danger, the thrills, and the facts when the long arm of the law travels in squad cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
Johannesburg, December the 3rd, 7:15 a.m. On the platform of the old Park Station, where the new station now stands, Warrant Officer Johan van Dieventer and Sergeant Oliver Franklin are waiting for the arrival of the Durban train.
It seems it's late.
Much?
Ticket collector says 2 or 3 minutes. What does this Bilo character look like?
On the small side, black wavy hair, olive complexion.
Good looking.
Bit of a ladies' man, isn't he?
A bit.
It's funny how they go for characters like that, eh?
Yes. Must be the Latin temperament.
He was in a beachfront flat when they caught him, wasn't he?
That's right. With a woman, as usual. There he's down for. Anybody foolish enough to embark on a career of crime should rule out getting involved with women. They get in the way.
Was it a woman with the record?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. She can't be up to much if she associates with the likes of Bilo. I mean, he may be good-looking and young, but he's still a dangerous thug. I saw what he did to the manager of that bank they robbed in Isander.
Yeah, beat him up badly, didn't he?
Yes, and for no reason. It wasn't as if the man was offering any resistance. Nah, Bilo's a hoodlum. The reef will be a happier place once he's under lock and key.
Lieutenant Gardner must be glad it's all over.
Bilo certainly caused him some headaches.
Any risk involved in traveling handcuffed to a man like Bilo?
Oh, don't worry. Lieutenant can handle Bilo any day of the week.
The news of Bilo's capture must have put the wind up his two accomplices.
That's for sure.
Tell me, will Bilo talk?
Oh, I shouldn't think so. For him to squeal would be out of character.
Hey, isn't that a train coming now?
Yes, that must be it.
Once we've got Bilo and the lieutenant in the car, where are we going to take them?
Divisional headquarters. The brigadier wants to talk to Bilo himself. They've got a compartment to themselves next to the dining car.
I wonder what they talked about during the journey.
You could bet it wasn't banks and bank robbers. I shouldn't think Bilo could talk about anything else but girls. Lieutenant will be tired out.
Why?
You don't sleep with a man like Bilo chained to your wrist.
Yeah, that's true. Even though there's a constable on relief.
There they are. Come on. Morning, sir.
Morning.
This is Sergeant Franklin, sir.
Morning, sir.
Sergeant.
How's the prisoner?
Very tired. The lieutenant keeps me talking all night.
Never mind, Bilo. We're going to give you a nice, cozy little cell. You can sleep as much as you like, then.
Did you have a good trip, sir?
Well, as you can see, very rewarding.
Yes. We've got a car up the road, sir.
Good.
Did you manage to get something to eat?
Oh, only a bite or two. You need two hands for bacon and eggs.
This way, sir.
7:27 a.m. Lieutenant Gardiner and his prisoner, flanked by Warrant Officer Van Dieventer and Sergeant Franklin, emerge into the bright summer sunlight at street level.
Car's over here, sir.
Ah, good.
What the devil is that?
Get down!
Don't shoot!
Heads down!
It's me, Victor!
Ah!
Ah!
What's going on?
Keep your heads up! Take cover! He may shoot again! Anybody hit?
Only Bilo, sir.
That was Victor Peralta in that car. I'd know him anywhere. Look, I can't move Bilo like this. You take the sergeant and get after Peralta.
Yes, sir.
You'd better send a car and an ambulance for us.
Right, sir. I'll do that right away, sir.
For goodness sake, be careful. Peralta's as dangerous as Bilo was. He'd shoot you as soon as look at you. Did you get the car number?
Yes, sir, I did. Come on, sergeant.
7:32 a.m. The two police officers sprint to their patrol car. The sergeant guns the engine into life, and the warrant officer takes the microphone off the radio.
Number 23. Number 23. Number 23 to control. Come in. Over.
Control to car 23. Come in. Over.
This is Warrant Officer Van Deventer. Sergeant Franklin and I met Lieutenant Gardner and his prisoner at Park Station. We were just coming out when a car pulled up. A red Fleet Wing. TJ-5670. Last year's model. And we were fired upon. We didn't even get a chance to return the fire. We were out in the open. We had to lie on the ground. The prisoner's been badly wounded. Will you send an ambulance and a car to take care of them? Over.
Message received and understood. Over.
In the meantime, we are giving chase. The car's pulled out of the station into Wondrous Street. At the moment, it looks as though they are heading north, towards Hospital Hill. These men are armed and dangerous. Over.
Car number 5. Control to car number 5. Come in. Over.
Number 5 to control. I'm receiving you. Over.
State your position. Over.
Just passing the old cemetery in Smith Street. Over.
Converge on the Hospital Hill area and be on the lookout for a red Fleet Wing. TJ-5670. Its occupants are to be stopped and detained. They are armed and dangerous. Over.
You're on the way, control. Over and out.
Control to car number 12. Come in. Over. Car 12 receiving you. Over. State your position, number 12. Over.
We're patrolling Delotta Street and Sydenham. Over.
Get into Louis Porter Avenue. Make for town. Be on the lookout for a red Fleet Wing, TJ-5670. Its occupants are to be detained in connection with the shooting outside Park Station. Now be careful. These men are armed. Over.
Received and understood. Over and out.
Can you see him, Sergeant?
Not at the moment. He's gone round there up Hospital Street.
I just hope and pray that he keeps going north.
Why?
Because we've got no traffic against us.
Ah, I see, I see. All the rush hour stuff.
That's it. He'll have a clear run out along Louis Botha.
Well, let's hope he doesn't turn off and then number 12 can intercept him.
There he is.
Blast it. Right six.
All clear this side.
I'm going through. This is an emergency.
Lost him again. He's over the brow of the hill.
Don't worry. I'm onto him.
I've never seen anything so brazen in all my life.
As good as you please in broad daylight. You think they were after Bilo or the lieutenant?
Probably both.
But why?
Peralta must be scared that Bilo will talk. Tell us where we can find him. He shoots Bilo and the officer in charge of the case thinking that will make things easier for himself.
But how did he know that Bilo was being brought to Joburg?
We've probably got the woman Bilo was with in Durban to thank for that.
Ah, what a crew. Now what? Left, right, or straight on?
Take a chance. Straight on. We'll see when we get round the corner. I was right. There they are.
They must be making for Oxford Road.
Hang on a second. Number 23. Number 23. Number 23 to control. Come in. Over.
Control to 23. Receiving you. Over.
That red Fleet Wing has gone into Queen's Road, Parktown. It seems likely he's heading for Oxford Road. Over.
Control to car number 5. Did you receive that number 5? Over.
Received it. Acting accordingly. Over.
Control to car 12. Did you receive that too? Over.
We're on our way, control. Over and out.
He's turned left at the bottom there. He's going like the devil.
You're not doing so badly yourself.
Hold tight.
Turn right at the bottom, right again, and you're in Oxford Road.
So is Peralta, I hope. Oh. And another one.
Nice driving. Now you've got a clear run down Oxford Road. Step on it. I'm hoping you'll go racing out into the country. It'll make things easier for us. I don't fancy any shooting among all that traffic headed for town.
I'm gaining on him.
Good.
Car 12 to control. Over. Go ahead, car 12. Receiving you. Over. Where's the red Fleet Wing? Over.
If you cut down Glenhove Road through to Oxford Road, you've got a good chance of getting onto him. Just be careful in the traffic. I want to get him out of town. There's less likelihood of anybody getting hurt that way. Over.
Right, sir. Received and understood. Over and out.
He's driving well. You've got to hand it to him.
He'll wish he was jet-propelled by the time we're through with him. Car 23 to control. Come in. Over.
Control to 23. Receiving you. Over.
Tell car 12 to forget about intercepting Peralta. I think it's better if he continues right out at speed.
And once he's out of town, just past Barris Brothers in Ilovo, he's to set up a roadblock. Over.
Car 12 to control. I receive the message from car 23. We're on our way. Over and out.
Now all we need is for Peralta to keep going straight ahead.
I think it's very wise of you to arrange the roadblock out of town, sir.
There's too much traffic about it this time of day. There's a chance that innocent people would get hurt. Can't you get this thing to go any faster?
I'm maintaining the distance between Peralta and us. He's not getting away. If I didn't think he's gaining on us, there's less likelihood of him turning off somewhere.
Good thinking. Right. Just let him pull away from you. Just a bit. Just enough to make him feel cocky.
7:51 a.m. The driver of car 12 and his crew arrive at the junction of Fricker and Rudd Roads. The car is set across the road so as to obstruct the way of any vehicle coming from the direction of Oxford Road. They stand and wait behind the car, their revolvers drawn, tense.
They won't be able to go round us to the right because of the traffic going towards town.
What about the grassy edge?
He'll never make it between the wall and that tree. He'll have to stop. You stay here. I'm going out into the road. As soon as I see him, I'll flag him down. Indicate that he must stop.
For Pete's sake, be careful, man. He'll run you down.
Don't worry, I'll watch it. If he does, there'll be time to get out of the way. And that's when you start shooting.
Right.
He's got four alternatives. He'll either stop, swerve to the right and risk a collision with a car coming the other way, take a chance on the grass verge, or ram the car. It depends how desperate it is.
Here he comes.
Right. I'm going out to meet him.
Just be careful.
Just remember what I told you.
Stop! Police!
He's coming straight through! Get out of the way!
Shoot!
Northern Suburbs, 7:53 a.m. The red fleet wing roars into view. The driver of car number 12 goes down the road to intercept it. He puts up his hand indicating that the car should stop. He shouts. His actions are disregarded by the two men in the red fleet wing. The car bears down on the squad car driver and he's forced to jump out of its way for fear of his life. The crew member of squad car number 12 opens fire at the speeding vehicle. One of his shots stars the windscreen of the red car. There's a violent skidding sound as the car's brakes are applied. It swings crazily out of control for a fraction of a second, and then, its driver fighting the steering wheel, it straightens up, heads for the grass verge, bounces off the road, and heads for the narrow gap between the high garden wall of a house and a tree on the grass verge.
He's stuck! You'll never make it!
Shoot! Stop!
Fantastic! I've never seen anything like it.
He was stuck there between the tree and the wall.
Just for a moment. And when they changed drivers, well, the fastest thing I ever saw.
Why did they do that, I wonder?
I think the driver was wounded.
Better get the car out of the way. Warrant Officer Van Dievert will be along here soon.
Here he comes now.
What happened?
He managed to get the car between the wall and the tree there. Don't ask me how.
Why didn't you shoot him?
We did.
Did you hit him?
I think we got the driver.
So why didn't he stop?
Well, the other man pulled the driver out of the way, took his place at the wheel.
Well, I'll be. Well, just don't stand there. Get the car out of the way.
Right, sir.
And follow us. I wouldn't have thought it possible.
The car must be badly damaged, sir. There was a line of red paint off the car all along the wall.
Yes, and the tree was damaged, too.
This Peralta's a real desperado.
He won't get far.
I wonder which one was shot.
We won't know that until we catch up with him. Come on, man, put your foot down.
8:11 a.m., some miles further down the road in Morningside. On a bridge across a small river, Warrant Officer Van Dierfunter and Sergeant Franklin see the red fleet wing.
Looks as though they've ditched it.
It may be a trap.
Maybe. Just be careful. Come on. Driver's door's open. I'll take that side. You go around to the door on the near side. Watch me, and when I nod, get that door open fast.
Right.
Just don't get so excited that you shoot me.
I'll watch it, sir.
right, you two. Let's have you out.
There's only one, sir. This side. He's hurt bad.
Where's the other one?
He can't talk, sir. He's shot in the throat.
No, it's his head. Where's the other man?
It's no good, sir.
Plenty of blood about. I wonder if the other one's hit, too. Have a look around.
Right.
Peralta's the one who's got away. He must have driven from back there by the school. That means that he must have got out on this side. In which case, if he was hit, there'd be... Yes, here we are. Look, spots of blood.
They crossed the road here, sir. They crossed the verge on the other side.
What happened, sir?
Peralta's escaped.
He went this way, sir. Down here through the grass. The spoor is quite easy to follow.
Right, Constable. You go with the sergeant. You too.
Right, sir.
I'm just going to report in. I'll join you just now.
8:25 a.m. Warrant Officer von Diefenter informs Control of what has transpired. At the same time, he learns that Lieutenant Gardner's prisoner, the bank robber called Bilo, has died in hospital. So now the man called Victor Peralta is wanted on a murder charge. 8:31 a.m. Warrant Officer von Diefenter joins in the chase. The trail of blood leads northeast along the riverbank. The spots of blood in the grass grow smaller and further apart.
He must have managed to staunch the bleeding.
Yes, he's lost a lot of blood there. Must have weakened him considerably.
Hang on a moment, sir. That's it. Trail stops.
Where's the last blood?
Right here. About a yard from the water's edge.
He's taken to the river. He's down there, in the mud. There's a footprint. Must be.
And down there, sir, in the riverbed, in the sand.
Yes, he must have jumped in.
And there are more footprints in the sand further down the river.
Come on.
You stay up there on the bank. Don't only concentrate on the river. He might have left the river further down already. Keep a lookout on either hillside.
Right, sir.
Do you want me to go back and radio for a dog, sir?
Let's see how we go. It may not be necessary.
If he sticks to the river, the dog would lose the scent anyway.
Just as we've lost the trail.
I beg your pardon, sir?
The sandy bottom's finished. It's given way to rock. Hang on.
What's that, sir?
Water splashed on the rocks. He must have gone down there.
That pool looks pretty deep. If he went in there, he must be wet through.
Well, I'm not going swimming. Give me your hand.
Here.
Up you come, sir.
Thanks. Now, just a moment, let me think. If I were Peralta, I think I'd want some transport. He's a town boy, this Peralta. He's got friends in Joburg. So that means he must make for a road. And he can't go back the way he's come, or a house. Where there's a house, there's a car. That's usually the case.
The grass is wet over here, sir. This is where he must have climbed out.
Good man. See any blood?
Yes, sir. Just a couple of spots.
Which way is he headed?
That way, sir. Up the hill.
Towards that house.
That's a riding school, sir.
Plenty of transport there.
I shouldn't think he's in any condition to ride a horse, sir.
No. The cars, pupils, owners.
Sorry, sir.
Let's get up there as fast as we can.
Right, sir.
Not you, Constable. You go back for one of the cars.
Thanks, sir.
Drive it round to the riding school here. Just watch your step.
Very good, sir.
9:07 a.m. The Cavaliers School of Equitation. The trail of blood has led the warrant officer and his men to the boundary of the riding school. Peralta has obviously climbed the fence and made his way to a group of outbuildings beside which is parked a 2-ton truck.
See anything?
No, sir.
It wouldn't surprise me if Mr. Peralta was already in that truck fiddling with the ignition wires. Wouldn't you if you were Peralta?
I think so, sir.
Let's take a look. Watch it, Constable. You've already had a demonstration of how desperate this man is.
I'll watch it, sir.
Oh, and one more thing.
Yes, sir?
Follow the fence and come out round the other side.
Right, sir.
We don't have to worry about the road because Constable... what's his name?
MacDonald, sir.
Constable MacDonald is coming up that way in the car.
Well, he won't know how to intercept a 2-ton truck.
That's true. Well, just let's hope he uses his head. Come on. If we see him, I'll challenge him. Give him a chance to give himself up. I don't think he will. The young hoodlum desperate enough to try and shoot it up with us. He can't have a great deal of ammunition with him. If I remember rightly, 3 shots were fired at the station. If he's got a revolver, he's got 3 shots left. If it's a pistol... No, I think it was a revolver. I think. What happened so quickly?
He might have more ammunition with him, sir.
Possibly. See anything?
No, sir.
Move your eyes across the scene, like you do out in the bush when you're looking for game. A movement will betray his whereabouts.
Get down.
Did you see where that came from?
No, sir.
Blast!
Yes, sir.
Come on, Castavol, we must wriggle closer. He's up there somewhere. He's either in that truck or near it. Keep your head down, Constable.
I am, sir.
Keep away! Leave me alone! I'll kill you!
Don't be a fool, Peralta. There are too many of us.
Ah, there are only 2 of you.
You didn't see Sergeant Franklin go around the fence?
No, sir.
There is no cover for you there. I'll shoot you like dogs.
Give yourself up, Peralta. It's hopeless.
That's 6.
6 what, sir?
Shots.
You're hurt, Peralta. Come on out with your hands up, and we'll see that you get the medical attention you require.
You want me to show myself? I'm not such a fool.
Can you see him?
No, sir.
Best if I can, either. Come on, let's make a move. See if it draws any fire.
Right, sir.
7.
Come any closer and you're a dead man.
Then it'll be a murder charge.
Ah, it is dead already. I shot Bilo.
And they can only hang you once, eh?
That's right.
What makes you think he's dead?
Because I shoot straight. I shoot him in the chest.
You're a fool, Peralta. You can't get away. There are too many of us.
I'm leaving in the truck.
Not if we can help it.
Now listen to me, Constable.
Yes, sir.
When I tell you, I want you to make a move as though you were going to outflank him on the left.
Yes, sir.
Don't go far. And just make enough movement to draw his fire. I'll watch pretty carefully for the smoke.
Right, sir.
All right, Constable. Off you go. He didn't shoot.
Don't try any funny business. Stay where you are.
I wonder. I could have been mistaken. It might be a pistol. In which case... Yes. Yes, I think it's worth a gamble. I wonder what Sergeant Franklin's doing. Are you all right, Constable?
A bit uncomfortable, sir. I'm lying on an anteheap.
Well, wriggle off it, man.
Here, I say, what are you doing in my truck?
That must be the riding school, man. Get back to the house. You'll get yourself shot.
What's that?
Get under cover.
Right here.
Nimble enough for a man of his age. So Peralta's in the truck. Must be having trouble with the wiring.
There's a sergeant, sir. Creeping along in the shelter of that wall.
He's seen him.
Sergeant!
The sergeant's down, sir.
So I see. Right, Mr. Peralta, let's see what you're made of and whether I was right or not.
I'm coming to get you, Peralta.
You do and I'll kill you the way I killed your friend just now.
I'm coming to get you. And I'm not coming on my belly either.
Get down, sir, I'll kill you.
I don't think so. I'm coming, Peralta.
I'm waiting for you.
You're bluffing.
Come and see.
I think all your ammunition's gone.
Mind the count on it.
I don't think you bargained for needing more than 8 shots on your little outing to shoot Bilo and the lieutenant.
You must be crazy. Stay where you are.
No, Peralta. I'm coming in for you.
Another step and you're dead.
Go on, then. Shoot me. Why don't you? I am opening the truck door, Peralta. Now.
Warrant Officer Van Deventer, at the risk of his life, wrenched open the door of the truck to reveal Peralta lying across the seats. The policeman found a pistol leveled at his head. He looked into the black muzzle. He saw the effort it cost Peralta to squeeze the trigger. The mechanism worked, but the flash and explosion, which Warrant Officer Van Deventer expected, was not forthcoming. Peralta's ammunition was spent. He was badly wounded in the hip. Sergeant Franklin was not dead, as his colleagues had feared. He, too, was badly wounded. Peralta stood trial for killing Bilo, and he was ultimately sentenced to death. He was hanged at Pretoria Central Prison.
They prowl the empty streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of Squad Cars. Listen again next Friday evening to another authentic story in our dramatic South African police series, Squad Cars, brought to you by General Motors, makers of the biggest and most exciting range of cars, trucks, and commercial vehicles in the world. Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Beaumont, Chevrolet, Opel, Holden, Vauxhall, Bedford, GMC, and Ranger, South Africa's own car.